how do you assess your chances of starting Sunday?
You know, I would like to think that they're good, but I think a lot of it just depends on how my knee responds when we go out there and practice this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully it'll continue to get better. You know, but I think a large part of that is depending on how it responds.
Plan is to practice today?
Yes.
Sam, when did this pop up? Because there's been a lot of different storylines about when this actually occurred for you.
It obviously happened in the first game.
Sam, is this something that you can rehab, or is it kind of a rest type deal that makes it improve?
Yeah, I think both obviously make it a little bit better. You know, I think there are things that you can do as far as rehab to, you know, improve it and to make it feel better. And I think our training staff has done a great job of, you know, finding out what has worked and what makes it feel better, and, you know, just trying to figure out what the best plan, you know, for my knee is.
Sam, Coach Zimmer said on Monday he thought you twisted it or something was the word he used. Is that an accurate assessment of the injury?
You know, honestly, it was one of those things that, you know, it happened in the game. I felt it when it happened. I honestly didn't think it was that big of a deal. And then, you know, the longer the game went on, you know, it started to feel just a little bit worse and a little worse. And then woke up Tuesday and it just didn't feel very good.
Was it a non-contact thing?
Yes.
Sam, did you get a shot for the swelling?
Yeah, I'm not really going to go into exactly, you know, how we're treating this or what we've done, but, you know, we've done a lot of work over, you know, the past week just trying to make sure that, you know, the swelling is out of there, trying to get that controlled, and just trying to get it to feel, you know, as good as it can.
Sam, on Sunday, what were you trying to accomplish, and when did you know it just wasn't going to happen for you before the game?
You know, really just trying to figure out if I could move, you know, what my limitations were, you know, if I was going to be able to go out there and do what I needed to be able to do, you know, to play quarterback and, you know, to make moves and to protect myself. And, you know, I think, you know, I was hoping that it was going to feel better than it did, you know, having rested it really, you know, on Saturday without really doing a whole lot. And then, you know, Sunday it just didn't feel great. You know, it just wasn't ready to go.
Have you ever had something like this before, or was this new ground for you?
You know, obviously I've dealt with a lot with this knee. You know, obviously going through the two ACLs, and, you know, I think after the two ACLs there's, you know, been some ups and some downs with it. You know, but this particular issue we're dealing with, I'm not sure if I've ever really dealt with it before.
Sam, the way it felt in practice last week, when you got done with practices, did you feel like it was going to be good enough to go?
You know, I think the thought was that it would continue, you know, to get better. And, you know, I think it did start to feel better, you know, later in the week as opposed to Tuesday and Wednesday. But, you know, I think just looking back from last week to Sunday, it probably just didn't improve or, you know, react the way that I was hoping it would by the time Sunday came around.
When you were limited last week in practice, what did you do? What did you not do? And how much more do you hope to do today?
You know, like I said, we're not really going to get into, you know, what we did at practice last week. You know, obviously, I was limited. You know, I wasn't able to take my normal number of reps. You know, today the plan is to go out there and, you know, see how it feels and see what I'm able to do, and, you know, try to get as much done as my knee will allow me to do.
So, Sam, you know your body. What's going to tell you whether or not you can play Sunday?
Like I said, my body will. You know, I've been through a lot with this knee. You know, I've played through, you know, quite a few different bumps and bruises with it. And, you know, I think every time that I've done that, you know, you just know. You know, it's one of those things. I don't think, you know, there's a check mark or a benchmark that you've got to meet. You know, I think, you know, as the week goes along, I'll just know that it's ready to go. And, you know, I think the coaches will know by looking at me that it's ready to go.
But is it mobility, like pocket movement? Like, what are the sort of the evaluations you got to make of yourself of, okay, I can make these certain things happen like I need to?
I mean, you've got to be able to play quarterback. I mean, you've got to be able to do what your position requires you to do. And I think when you're not able to do those things, you know, during practice, then it's hard to go out there and to be able to do them during a game.
Sam, is it the kind of thing where you feel like it needs to, swelling needs to be gone, or you need to be close to 100% to go, or is it the kind of thing you feel like you can play through?
You know, like I said, I don't think there's an exact, you know, this has to happen or this needs to happen for me to be able to go out there and play. I think, you know, like I said, after having gone through, you know, two ACLs and playing after those two injuries and kind of dealing with some other things with my knee, I think it's one of those things that, you know, when I'm ready to go, it'll be pretty clear that, you know, there's nothing limiting me and I'm able to go out there and I'm able to play, you know, and it's safe for me to go out there and do so.
Do you have a clear diagnosis on what exactly it is, or is there still some uncertainty or just general soreness? Have you gotten a clear diagnosis yourself?
Yes.
And is it something that you think could be chronic, or do you think it's when it's healed and whenever time, then you're good to go?
You know, I think we'll figure that out kind of as we go, to be honest. You know, hopefully that it'll continue to get better each day, and, you know, we'll look back in a few days or, you know, whenever that time is, and hopefully it's something that we're not having to deal with again. And, you know, if it is something that lingers and we have to deal with it, then we'll figure out the best approach on how to manage it.
Sam, how has Case grown or matured, changed since you first met him on the practice squad in San Diego?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Case has done, you know, a great job since that time. Yeah, obviously he started a lot of football games between that point and now, and I think just looking at, you know, his play and his comfort level and, you know, his ability to go out there and execute and run our offense, you know, I would say he's come quite a long ways from, you know, the first time that I met him.
Tampa's got a pretty good D. If it is you, what's the biggest challenge they present for you guys to succeed?
Yeah, obviously Gerald's a great player. You know, he's someone that I grew up with, played with him in Oklahoma. You know, I think we've got to make sure that we handle him in the front because he has the ability to kind of wreck games. And then, you know, their front seven's just really athletic. There's a lot of speed. You know, they make a lot of plays. And so I think just handling that front seven is going to be our challenge.
All right, thanks, everybody.
You've been through the rehab.
Sorry, I've got to go.